So if you go up here,
this is actually our warehouse. It's where kind of all the magic happens, I guess you could say. I'm Libby Campbell, and I'm the executive director with the West Texas Food Bank. Basically, we have different racks of food that are 2 to 3 stories high, and it's basically filled with pallets. But if you look around, you'll see on boxes on the floor filled with all different kinds of food, whether it be applesauce, beef broth. We're gonna get run over by a pallet jack. Hi, honey, how are you? We distribute between 4 and 5 million pounds a year of food. Visually, we move an elephant a day. African elephant weighs 15,000 pounds. So we actually move a fat elephant every day of food. And I always say, not all tides raise all ships. People all across our country are actually coming to West Texas for a job, which is amazing. I am a native, you know, from West Texas, so I love to see license plates that say Illinois or Nevada or wherever, or California. You see a lot of that here right now in our community, but what's happened is our community itself out here in West Texas hasn't been able to kind of keep up with the needs in our housing. Amongst our elderly and like our single parents, they can't really afford where they're living, so they're paying, maybe their rent was $600 or $800 3 or 4 years ago. It's currently now $1,200 or $1,500. You've kind of already busted your budget before you even get to the point that you're purchasing food. So you'll hear large fans. This is actually our sorting and process area. Basically, you can see everybody's in here cleaning cans and sorting and processing, making sure, checking expiration dates, checking stuff that's been recalled, making sure that none of that is going out to within our community. Everyone's like, well, you know, with our unemployment as low as it is, everyone says, well, it's just because you don't want to work or you're lazy. Well, that's not true. If you're 92 years old, you can't go out and lay pipe. You know, like, that's not going to happen. If you're a single dad, you can't go work 7 days on and 7 days off in the oil field. Jerry is currently pulling an order right now. Who are you pulling for today, Jerry?
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army. So Salvation Army has placed an order. And so my guys right now, you've got a forklift going and a pallet jack. They're pulling the order of what they need, and then we'll load it onto one of our trucks. And at that point, it'll be delivered out to the Salvation Army. CDL is a commercial driver's license. We actually used to have CDL trucks, but due to the boom in the oil field, we haven't been able to meet the salary requirements and the signing bonuses. So what we had to do is get rid of our CDL trucks and basically go to a box truck where if anybody who has a driver's license can drive them. So we've changed our driving fleet to kind of match the problems that we're seeing within hiring in the community. We're seeing a lot of people who walk through our doors every day who are saying, you know, we're here, we came from wherever it is for a job, we got a job, but now we're living in an apartment or living in a hotel or we're living out of our car and we haven't received our first paycheck yet. We need an emergency box of food to get through. And what we're seeing from those people who do come and ask us for help is that they're coming back here to volunteer, or they're coming back to write a check after they do get their first check because they want to pay back. They want to pay it forward to those that they can help because they were in that same situation.